translation. The great saint Narada said, "Thus, Lord Nrisingadev was pacified by the devotee Prahlad Maharaj with prayers offered from the transcendental platform. The Lord gave up his anger, and being very kind to Prahlad, who was offering prostrated obeisances, he spoke as follows." Responsibly, please. The great sage Narada said, "Thus, Lord Nrisingadev was pacified by the devotee Prahlad Maharaj with prayers offered from the transcendental platform. The Lord gave up his anger, and being very kind to Prahlad, who was offering prostrated obeisances, he spoke as follows." Purport. The word Nirguna is important. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the absolute truth as Nirguna or Nirakara. The word Nirguna refers to one who possesses no material qualities. The Lord, being full of spiritual qualities, gave up all his anger and spoke to Prahlad. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Sinomne. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pachone, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschati Deshitarne, Vanchikalpa Jupasa, Kripa Sindhavyevita, Patitam Pamanibhyo, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. When I joined the movement, it was very nice to get a purport like this, because one of our favourite pastimes, besides eating prasadam, was called Mayavadi bashing. When I joined, most young people had some idea of Mayavadi philosophy. Many people who came to the movement had already been studying many books by Baba Ramdas and such people, and so-called spiritual people. And we spent a lot of our time arguing with such people. Of course, they do say, when it comes to arguing, there's two rules. I don't know if many devotees know these, but the two first rules of arguing is know when to and know when not to. Many times I see devotees arguing with someone, and I go past and I sort of think, don't bother wasting your time. Don't bother wasting your time. There's enough to do to spread Krishna consciousness. And you're so involved in what you're arguing about that you're not actually seeing that the person's not going to take it in. Have a look at the person, you know. You can see if they're not ready to take it. The second rule of arguing is to know what you're arguing about. Ever got yourself into an argument, and after a bit you say, what are we arguing about? Because it goes from one thing to the other. Before you know it, you've forgotten what you're arguing about, so you have to know what you're doing. So Srila Prabhupada does mention that we, generally the Mayavadis, not always, but generally, they're not so interested in listening. Therefore, why waste your time and energy getting absorbed in such an argument? However, he does say, when there's opportunity, one must come forward and preach very vigorously and defeat them, especially if we're in front of other people. If we're on the street and it's just one person, there's one person in the temple raving Mayavadi, ignore them. But if you ignore in front of people, it might not look very good, right? Therefore, sometimes if you can defeat someone in front of someone, that can be very impressive for the crowd, right? So therefore, we have a duty to do that. I was actually thinking, I'm actually, as you know, I'm preaching in schools, and often nowadays it's a lot more young children, so I don't often get opportunity to preach on a very intellectual level, not so much as it used to be occasionally. I mean, we work with students as well, but not as much as I'd like. So I was thinking, you know, I might be very proud, but if I met a real Mayavadi, would I be prepared? Would I be prepared to, could I actually defeat them? Of course, in one sense, Mayavadi is everywhere. So my preaching in schools, the most of the work is against Mayavadi philosophy. That's practically what we're doing, because all the children are studying Hinduism. And sometimes people, they sometimes say to me, oh, what are you doing preaching Hinduism? Sorry, we're combating Mayavadi philosophy. That's what we're doing. That's what we're meant to be doing. It's not Hinduism that's a threat. It's Mayavadi philosophy that's a threat. because most of Hinduism is Mayavadi, right? That is the threat. And that's, I'm always wary about saying one thing's a threat. I've heard some people say, oh, you know, just this is the thing that's wrong with ISKCON, just this is the wrong thing with ISKCON. It's just New Age, it's just this, it's just that. When you hear the word just, you generally know it's a child speaking. Children absolutely absolutize everything, as it were. They make everything absolute. So there's generally there's no, not just, just one problem. However, in our prayers to Srila Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, they're more or less the same, defeating the Shunyavadis, the scientists defeating the Mayavadi. It's very similar, actually, in many ways. And clearly, that's what Srila Prabhupada is doing, and it's what we should be doing if we're preaching Krishna consciousness. We're standing up for Srila Prabhupada. So, again, of course, preaching or arguing doesn't always mean just arguing. If you remember, Lord Chaitanya defeated the Mayavadis with his beauty. He just sat down at the place where the shoes is washed. I don't know if anyone does that when they come into the temple. Do you ever come and sit down in the shoe room? Yeah, not a very nice place to sit, is it, the shoe room? I generally, when I bring guests in, I kind of apologize about the shoe room. I say, this isn't the most aesthetic part of the temple, right? It's much nicer when you ever, anyone been to the Lotus building in the Baha'i temple in Delhi? When you go there, they take your shoes. I don't know if it's the same, but 14 years ago I went, there's a sort of, you walk along and there's a little sort of, I don't know, a little window, it's sort of foot level, and they just take your shoes and put them in there. When you come out, you get your shoes back, right? You don't have to smell anything, right? It's kind of nicely done, right? So who would sit round down in the shoe room here, right? But Lord Chaitanya, that's what he did. He sat down where they washed their feet. His humility and his beauty. And of course, although he was in the shoe room, he was still shining, right? That was his real weapon. At the same time, he was very bold, preaching with Prakashananda Saraswati afterwards, and he was very bold in his preaching in general. I think there's also a story, I can't remember this, I was just trying to remember it this morning. I'm going again to India after 14 years, and I'm going to go down south because I love the stories of Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya once, I think it was Ramanujacharya, someone can tell me if I'm wrong, but once he was trying to defeat one Mayavadi, and he actually couldn't defeat him. It went on for 11 days or something like that. It was like the Battle of Kurukshetra. It went on longer than expected, you know. And eventually, I think it was after 11 days, he went before his Lord, Lord Ranganath, and he just prayed, and he said, what kind of devotee am I? What kind of a devotee am I? I've been debating with this raving Mayavadi for so many days and I cannot defeat him. Please, please, can you just help me? And then he went into the debate with that mood. And the Mayavadi looked at him and he looked at his countenance, his face, with that humility. And he fell down at his lotus feet and said, please accept me as your disciple. Just his humility, his subservience to the Lord is what actually won the debate, actually. At the same time, we can't be foolish and think we can rely on that. We have to sometimes go in and do our best. I told the story the other day about, I went to a school and I told the story about Jayadratha, the way he fought through all those Akshahini divisions. He made a vow that Arjuna made a vow that he'd kill Jayadratha, otherwise he'd enter fire. He had one day to do it before the sun set. And he fought and he fought and he fought. Of course, I was in the school and I've never told this story before, and I had all these kids in the assembly, so I got one kid as Arjuna. I got one of his mates as Jayadratha. And Jayadratha was the back, and then I realized we had all these kids between us and Jayadratha, right? So we were sort of fighting through all the kids together. Just like Arjuna, he had to fight through thousands of people, and he couldn't quite do it. Just, he was nearly there, but he couldn't, and Krishna helped. He was just that much off. Krishna had to help by making his chakra cover the sun, so Jayadratha looked up, thought the battle was over. And then Krishna took the chakra away. Actually, the sun hadn't set, and at that point, he killed him. But Krishna always makes up for the bit that we can't do. We have to do our best. Actually, Krishna is doing everything, but he wants us to do most of the work. So Ramanuja defeated that way, defeated the Mayavadi. Lord Chaitanya defeated with his beauty and his humility. At the same time, we do have to fight